5:03, and this is the January 24th, 23 meeting for SCORE. Roll call?
Yeah, Commissioner Taggart.
Here.
Commissioner Riston, absent. Commissioner Masalato.
Here.
Commissioner Salvucci.
Here.
Commissioner Thompson.
Here.
Only one from the city this time.
Okay, let's stand for the salute. Salute pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
There's no visitors in the area. Is there anybody on the...
Nope.
Okay. Anybody have any questions on the board minutes from our last meeting of December 12th? Would somebody like to make a motion to accept them?
I'll make a motion to accept the board minutes from December 12th.
Okay, I'll second that. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? None. Authorization of warrants?
Everything was in order.
Okay. Is that all he needs to say?
Scott, we...
You need to approve their payment. Yeah, you need to have a motion. Yeah, that's all you have to say, yes.
Is that all? Okay.
Sure.
And second it. I second it.
You can have, yeah, motion and a second and vote.
Okay.
Done.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? None. Number 7 is the fiscal report.
Yes, Madam Chair. We put those in the packet for you guys' review. If you have any questions, I'll be glad to answer them.
Any questions? Okay. Moving on to Resolution 01-23, investment of SCORE monies in LAIF.
Yes, Madam Chair. So rather than just keeping SCORE's money in the savings account, which has been bringing, you know, hardly any interest over the last few years, SCORE chose to invest its money into the local agency investment fund. And we are just asking that if you guys would like us to continue doing that. That has been performing a lot better in recent months than it has over the last couple years.
So is that just consensus or do we have to vote on it?
Just consensus is fine.
That's good with me.
Well, I take that back. I'm sorry. You do need to give them direction going forward, but...
Like to keep doing it?
Yeah.
But that's it, right?
Yep.
Just roll call to agree?
Yes. Yeah. One of the things, if I can just add something, you're going to want to have, at some point, a financial advisor to give you some advice on unfunded pension liabilities. They call it UAL, unfunded actual liabilities. There is an ability to set up a trust called a 105, 151 trust. I can't, it's got a number to it. But it's essentially a trust where you can put money away in that trust. It is invested for you in the market at a again, reasonable rate of return. You can put it in very conservative or very aggressive, which I don't recommend, but you can put it in very conservative money market vehicles, that kind of thing. You then use that to pay your unfunded liabilities, your pension liabilities. A lot of public agencies are doing it. City of Oroville has done it. LAIF will get you a rate of return. They've done better. What are they in the ones now?
Yeah.
They're now in the ones. Typically, they were like a quarter of a percent, a half a percent per year. They're now up to a whopping 1% per year. These investment vehicles will get you 6%, 7%, 8%. So what you're doing is you're taking the money, putting it in an investment vehicle. It's earmarked only for pension costs. So you can either pay your current CalPERS obligations or your unfunded obligations, your unfunded actual liabilities. But it makes it so you get a better bang for your buck. But you'll need, that's another item for another day, but you'll need someone to help with that. I'm trying to remember the number of it. I want to call it a 105 trust, but that's not it. 114. I'll get to the name of it.
Okay.
But it is a pension trust designed just for that purpose, and it really helps with unfunded liabilities. You get a better rate of return on money that you're not using.
Okay. Good.
Do we make a motion to?
Continue, yes.
Yep.
You need a motion or is that a roll call thing?
Well, we need a motion and a second and then a roll call.
Okay.
So I'll motion for the resolution 01-23 investment of SCORE's money's in LAIF.
I'll second it.
All in favor?
Aye.
Okay, opposed? None. Now, roll call. So if somebody would like to make a comment on that, do we need to do it?
Yeah, on a resolution, you should do a roll call.
At the same time, if we want to, is it now would be the time appropriate to look into?
Well, you can just give direction to have them look in and have someone come back with a presentation or a proposal.
Yeah, that's good.
If you guys would like me to do that, for sure,
yeah.
Can set that up.
Yeah, that's good. See, when I started on the board, I think LAIF was 5.1%.
Yeah, it used to be a pretty good deal. I mean, when I first took over as a manager, we were making like 10 grand a year on 10 million bucks. It was pretty bad.
Yeah, it got way, way down.
So. Do we have an investment broker that we work with? No?
No, but there are a lot of good ones out there. I can give you about three or four names of them.
Okay, that would be good.
Yeah.
Okay, moving on.
We need to do the roll call for the resolution. So, Commissioner Taggart?
Yes.
Commissioner Mastalotto?
Yes.
Commissioner Thompson?
Yes.
It's called a 115 trust.
115 trust, all right.
Yep. I'll get you some names.
Appreciate it.
And all of these individuals that do this, they're all fiduciaries, so they're obligated to tell you what's best for you, and if it isn't the best deal for you, they're obligated to tell you that also.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So.
Okay, cool. Great. Okay, item number 9 is the mid-year budget amendments.
Yes, Madam Chair. So, when I first set up the budget this year, I was operating off of the chemical costs from before, and it's gone up quite a bit, and we actually just received an email yesterday that it's going up again. I wish I would have got that last week so I could have changed this even more. So we are already, basically I had to increase that line item by a third. I had to increase it by 115,000, which is actually a little bit more than a third. To bring it to a total of, what was that going to total be? 310,000. And that's just for our chemical costs. The chlorine has gone up insane. The sodium dioxide has gone up quite a bit, but we're also incurring the extra transportation costs since we had the issue with the one company going out of business, and we're now contracting a third-party trucking firm to bring that up here. So I'm just asking for you guys to allow me to increase that budget by that 115,000, just so we're not red on that line item. I will pull that from the contingency budget, so it won't be coming out of reserves or anything. It's still in the operation budget, so it doesn't change the bottom line for this year. I'd also like to increase the insurance by $3,000, just so that doesn't appear red on the monthly statements. Also, just cost more than we anticipated. Previously, I had not added the scores portion of the influent pump station to the capital expenditures because I didn't want any specific earmarking for monies that we had because it gives us more flexibility to do things with it at the time. But at this point, it has become where I need to just show that I've paid that out for that influent pump station. So
are these numbers right?
Yes.
So the new operating budget is $3,000,000?
Yep.
$14,500,000?
And that's, and there's also a $200,000+ contingency still left over.
So with the new increase, is that going to use most of the $200,000?
No. So after the increase, the budget will be $3,014,525, and we will still have $278,897 in the contingency budget.
Okay. Any questions? Scott, you look like you may have a question.
No, just crazy how much everything is just changing in cost.
It's tough to keep up with. I mean, luckily, you know, employment is not. You know, their wages are pretty well set and they're on a schedule. So, and that's our biggest cost here is employees. But everything else is going up like crazy. It's tough.
Would somebody like to make a motion?
I make a motion for that approval. It is what it is.
Second that motion.
Roll call.
Commissioner Taggart.
Yes.
Commissioner Mastalotto.
Yes.
Commissioner Thompson.
Yeah.
Okay, number 10, we have another resolution, 02-23, authorizing SCORE to apply for a SRF funding and making manager the authorized representative.
Yes, Madam Chair. So we brought this to you last month in December. You guys voted to approve it. The state didn't like our resolution because it had my name in it. And it just needs to have manager, which makes sense because that way if I leave or you guys can me or something, then Micah or whoever you replace me with can take over and keep the plant or, you know, keep that loan going. So that makes sense. So we just screwed that up. That was my fault. We had the wrong wording in that resolution. So we're just bringing it back this month to get it right.
So I make a motion to approve resolution 02-23 again with the new wording in it. Authorizing SCORE to apply for SRF funding underneath the manager's representation.
Second.
Roll call.
Do we need a roll call on that one? Or
yeah, it's a resolution.
Gotcha. Need it. Okay. Commissioner Taggart?
Yes.
Commissioner Mastalotto?
Yes.
And Commissioner Thompson?
Yeah.
Okay. Number 11, resolution 03-23 SRF reimbursement resolution.
Yes, Madam Chair. So just to clarify, SRF means state revolving funds. So that's what that stands for. So this isn't getting into any agreement or anything. All this is saying that if you guys were to accept a loan, we will pay it back. This doesn't mean you're accepting a loan currently. They just want this in place. That way, if they offer us a loan, there's already a resolution guaranteeing that we will pay it back.
So we have to make a motion to accept it.
Mm-hmm.
I'll make a motion to for the resolution 03-23 SRF reimbursement resolution.
Second.
Roll call.
Commissioner Taggart?
Yes.
Commissioner Mastalotto?
Yes.
Commissioner Thompson?
Yeah.
Unanimous.
Can we go back to resolution 01-23 for just a moment? When I looked at this, it has number 2 with the following officers or successors shall be authorized to order deposit or withdrawal. Does that take 2 signatures or just 1?
I believe it just takes 1.
Okay.
And most likely once they sound like, if and when I get replaced, then depending on whatever the city does, then we'll have to redo that.
Yes. Every time we get more different board members, we have to redo this signature.
Okay.
Not saying I want to go, but I'm at the will of the council.
Well, we like having you.
Oh, thanks.
Okay. So, item number 12, consider proposal and awarding of a contract for NEPA.
Yes, Madam Chair. I'm going to hand this one over to Mike Asalsi, the plant supervisor, because he is far more knowledgeable on these subjects than I am.
Yes, Commissioners, what we have before us tonight is an environmental proposal for the grant funding. Essentially, the grant funding that we're working with Butte County on is federal monies. As part of the requirement for the federal monies coming through Department of Housing and Community Development, HCD, we're required to follow the federal environmental regulations. So if you remember a few months back, I think it was October, November, we adopted a CEQA document, a California environmental document for the plant upgrade project. So essentially now that we're doing the federal funding, we have to do a federal environmental document on top of the California environmental document that we've already completed because of the federal funds. And so we're looking at proposals from these environmental firms. And this is money that will not be billed to the grant because we have not entered into an agreement with the grant. This is part of that is because of the kind of the time crunch that we're in to try to get some of this work done. And so Glenn and I thought it was best to go out and get 3 quotes and bring them to the board and get your approval on moving forward with it. So I've called around, I called several places. These are the 3 firms that responded to us. The first one, LACO, it is a more of a regional planning facility. They have a team of members. They have facilities in Chico on the coast and down in Sacramento area. They're proposing 15 to 16 week timeframe to produce this environmental assessment for us for NEPA at a cost of $13,500 to $15,500. The other two firms, Galloway Enterprises and Yuba Planning, they're smaller mom and pop shops. Galloway Enterprises, I haven't worked directly with some of the planners from Galloway Associates there. I have spoken with them on the phone. I've been in some meetings with them when I worked at the city of Orville. They're another great firm, local firm, small handful of people. They're proposing a similar time frame of 15 to 16 week time frame at a cost of $12,665. And then the Yuba Planning Group, they're out of Grass Valley, similar small mom and pop shop, 17 week time frame at a cost of $9,600. This is the group, the proposal I would recommend, the Yuba Planning Group. I like this proposal because not only did it mention specifics about the HCD grant, but she also referenced our project, and she has, I think, applicable experience in working with water and wastewater. She was a public works director in a former agency, and I think it's the best overall bang for our buck here.
And that was the cheapest one, too?
That was also the cheapest one.
Yeah. Okay.
So is there any questions?
And correct me if I'm wrong, Attorney Huber, when it comes to professional services like engineering or counsel, you don't have to pick the cheapest one.
If you do not. That's correct.
We are recommending the cheapest one, but you don't have to go.
You have to take the... It's got to be a responsible bidder, too.
Yeah.
Because if you got, say it was a construction project, you had problems with them before or another agency or something.
Yep. Correct. And in that case, if we knew that there was some people not in my backyard situation,
right?
I would probably recommend a larger firm because they got a team of resources that could help deal with the situation.
Right.
We don't anticipate any of that. We haven't had any of that. I mean, we just did a 30-day public notice on a CEQA document. We didn't get any comments back. I'm assuming we're going to have a similar response with the NEPA document. There will be another public comment period once the document's produced.
Excuse me, is their time frame the same?
For the public notice?
Or
no.
15 to 16, or I think hers was 17.
I think hers was 17
weeks for this one.
Yeah, 17 weeks for the Yuba planning.
So what do you need from us? Just approval or...
which one do you guys want to go with? Approval. You guys need to choose which one and give us the approval.
We're recommending the Yuba Planning Group.
I make a proposal that we go ahead and go with the Yuba Planning Group based on the information we had.
I'll second it.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? None.
Now, do we have to have a roll call now?
Nope.
No.
Okay. No resolution. So no roll call.
Oh, I see. I'm getting confused. Sometimes I thought when we spend money, we have to have a roll call.
And SCORE has kind of had a precedent of doing different votes on different things that weren't necessary. So we're kind of adjusting to the...
I think everybody's kind of...
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
The only real hard and fast requirement in the law is that the minutes outline by name each person who votes in favor and each person who votes against.
Gotcha.
That's really, other than that, it's fairly loose as to whether it's required. Usually you want it for a resolution, but the only real hard and fast requirement is that the minutes outline by name all the yeses, all the noes, all the abstentions and absences. That's it.
Okay. Moving right along on 13, requesting for a proposal RFP for grant administration for the CDBG funds.
Yes, Madam Chair. This is, again, I'm going to hand this one over to Plant Supervisor Salcy so he can explain it. He knows this stuff a lot better than I do.
So for this proposal, This is a request for proposals, an RFP that we'll be sending out. This is at the behest of the Butte County Administration that Glenn and I have been working with to receive the HCD grant funds. HCD, as we know, is a federal agency. They have very strict and stringent requirements on how their money is administered and how it's handled. They do follow-up audits and whatnot, as they should. But their requirements are more stringent typically than most, even some of the other federal agencies. And so they have very specific requirements. So the county has hired a grant administrator to help them administer the grant funds that they've received, and they are recommending that SCORE do the same thing. So that's what this approval is. Here at SCORE, we are recommending approval of this request for proposals to send it out for a 30-day request to see who would be interested in this job. The grant administrator would, if you look on page 32 of under the scope of services, you'll see all the areas in which the grant administrator would be working. They'll be helping prepare more of these requests for proposals for the contract, to hire contractors for the plan upgrade project, to make sure that all the requests for approval proposals meet HCD's requirements. They'll be working to develop a management plan prior to the construction to make sure that we have the required meetings that HCD requires for the grant funds. They're preparing all of the budget processes, forms for the grant, and all the monthly and quarterly reporting. They'll also be staying on for up to 2 years after the project to ensure that SCORE is utilizing its equipment according to HCD standards to ensure that we're not wasting their investment. So is there any questions regarding the RFP?
Are we handling the grant money or all the money that we're going to be putting in?
The grant funding process, all of the paperwork associated.
Another loan or anything else, just the grant?
Just the grant, yep. They'll be working with SCORE and the contractor to ensure that we're compliant with the grant requirements.
Will they be working with you?
Yes.
Okay.
Do we know what we're going to receive?
To be honest, no. We've got to, just like we did for the influent pump station. I don't know if any of you were around when we did that. We had to post it on a public forum website and send out that request for proposal for so many days, I forget. And then we had to manage any questions that came in, have a public meeting to answer those questions. We got to do that same process here. Like, we have to pay a small fee to post this document there and wait for any bidders. And then have a public meeting, an official bid opening meeting once we get all those.
Any questions?
Bureaucracy.
Yeah.
Yes, definitely.
Yeah, federal funds.
Any questions?
So, yeah, we're basically just asking you for permission, for direction or permission to put out the RFP, and then we will go from there and figure out who we will select.
Great.
Is that a motion?
Make a motion. So moved.
I'll second it.
Sorry, I had to clarify. You're like, it sounds like a motion.
I'm not saying it's a great process.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? None.
Yes.
Okay. We have so many abbreviations here. So the next one is 14, ECO Green Contract Adjustment.
Yes, Madam Chair. So we brought this one in December as well. You guys approved it at $41,724 to get the all the lights and fixtures changed over in the plant to LED efficient lights. And when they came out to install that, and to do the work that you guys approved in the contract, they noticed that there was a whole portion of the plant that they didn't look at.
All the exterior lights.
Exactly. Yeah. So I told them, go ahead,
give me another quote, redo it, and I got to take it back to the board next month. Same payoff terms, 36 month. I think it increases the payback of like $128 a month. But it's no money from SCORE. This will just be savings, or the loan will be paid out of the savings that's recouped by having the new energy efficient lights.
Same thing after 2 years, then we start seeing.
Then we'll start seeing $1,785 savings. So, yep.
Any questions?
So moved.
I think I'll use roll call on this one. Roll call?
I think we need a.
You can get a motion.
Motion and a second.
Oh, second. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, we're going to be moving into closed session pursuant to Government Code 54957-6B, Code 54976.8, 54975-B.
We'll do the real property one first.
Okay.
Did you turn this thing off?